Action Park Media.
We need some juice on the mics, though.
Check, check.
Yeah, you sound good.
Check, check, check.
I always sound good.
You're a little low, Kev.
Checked. I'm not for me.
You feel good?
I do.
Okay. Dave, is the audio, yeah? We're good?
Is the audio pristine?
Pristine audio. Let's get, okay. Well, shall we?
Let's do it.
Mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 29.
Quick shift pod.
At Quick Shift Pod. Like, subscribe, share, comment. Robust comment section on the YouTube page. Welcome back.
29. Brock Nelson, my draft pick.
Leon Draisaitl.
Felix Potvin.
I mean, no one's going to go McKinnon.
No.
Brock Nelson's my draft pick.
Do you even know?
Ooh, that's
literally
right.
Drafted,
okay, fair enough.
Drafted the guy.
Do you know who Felix Potvin is?
Yeah.
What was
Kendi.
The cat.
Well, I was asking Scotty. In honor of Florida, the great state of Florida, well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is going to change. I closed my eyes, begin to pray, then tears of joy stream down my face with arms wide open. Under the sunlight, welcome to this place. I'll show you everything.
I don't know what that is.
It sounded a little familiar in the middle there. And then,
yeah,
and then, and then I lost it.
With arms wide open.
Oh, it's a song. You guys have been singing. I noticed you guys sang on the last one.
Oh, noticed. I didn't sing. I sat back and I enjoyed it. And what I did say was, I wish Kevin was here to see this.
How long you been sitting on this talent, Scotty?
About 33 years now.
But have you always known that you could maybe carry a little bit of a tune like that?
Yeah, of course.
But you had
that
to work.
That was impressive.
It was.
And by the way, the music was not in the background. Oh. That was straight a cappella.
I wish you I could
acapella.
Tell people that.
Right.
Yeah, you went a cappella.
I did,
straight
yeah.
Acapella. Yeah. I was in the Bahamas. I was like, I had to watch that.
Well, I was honestly a little offended that you didn't reach out and say, hey, good song, Scott.
I agree.
I mean,
well,
I know, not even in the comments
section on YouTube.
But right? I was appreciating it wherever I was in that moment. But okay.
Well,
there's a lot going on.
It's sort of a secondhand appreciation.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Feel it. I mean, I felt this and I was like, I gave him a standing ovation.
I also just
you couldn't have hit him with a couple of the emoji
right,
hands.
Clappy,
he also went. He also.
You
it's
don't like
my Trump impersonation doesn't extend past China.
Correct.
Right? You went. You kept going with that. You let that play. You pretty much sang half the song.
No.
Or good. The first verse.
First verse.
And probably the hardest verse.
Yeah.
It's not an easy song.
No.
It's not an easy song.
I was, buddy, as a friend, forget colleague, I was concerned for a second. I was like, I don't want to see him go down like this. I had the thought, I mean, Scotty edits, he does the whole thing. So if he really fucking bombed it, I figured he would cut it out.
I wish you could have felt the wave that I was on, bro.
Because
he opened
it,
and then I couldn't believe where it went and how he landed the plane.
Thanks, guys.
Scotty, you said something to me, asked me about... do I wear the same thing every day?
Yeah.
And I said, no, what I do is I find things that I like and then I buy a couple multiples of it. And that's what Steve Jobs did, right? It's you don't need to spend the energy.
Also, Doug Funny.
Don't know him.
A lot of people do that.
Just wear the same thing.
Ron Burkle was that way for a long time. The thought
high level
being,
guys.
By the way, Zuckerberg.
Zuck.
Yeah. Thought being that there's so much going on, the last thing they need to do is try to figure out what to wear.
Yeah.
Right.
And look good, feel good. But you then summarized my response by saying what?
Yeah, well, my dad, RIP, before he passed away, read your book.
Yeah.
And in your And in your book, you mentioned you only wear like black and white t-shirts tucked in with like khakis? Was that what it was?
Yeah, that
Tim,
was back
Tim
in the day.
Tim read the book?
Tim read Sean's book.
Guys, don't get me choked.
And he was like, Scott, you should follow this. You should follow this wardrobe
advice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that not serious?
How do you feel about that? Was that an emotional thing for you to hear?
I almost as emotional as hearing him sing that song.
Right.
Like I'm wrapped up.
It's a sappy pod.
Hey,
I'm getting into an emotional pod.
Clearly, I didn't take the advice. So.
Right. You went rogue on
I just
that
go
one
straight
sure.
Jake. What is it? GQ? JQ? GQ?
I don't know. You're a hodgepodge of everything.
Yeah.
Kevin, welcome back.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, you know, little recharge, little business networking trip. Nobody works a room like Kevin Connolly. Let's just call it what it is.
Listen, I wasn't even really, Zulai and I needed to get out of town for a little while, a couple days, played some golf. I never played 72 holes of golf, 18, 3 days in a row. That's a lot of golf.
Yeah.
It's a lot of golf.
How are your feet?
It's fine. But, you know, remember the night before there's parties. So it's all about.
well, tell me.
But I was the first one on the bus. Jerry Farrar and I were the first one on the bus all 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so you answer the bell.
I answered the bell big time.
What about KD?
KD was not on the first bus. Okay. Kevin Dillon was not on the first bus.
Did he yell victory at any point out on the course?
Yes, he, by the way, Kevin, and we'll get this at some point, but Kevin Dillon, after the first round, everybody gathers around this one hole, and it's a par three, and it's closest to the hole.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I personally have never hit a golf shot in front of this. I mean,
yeah.
Griffey Jr., Jeter,
pressure.
Posada. Martinez,
Reggie Jackson,
like one Ooh. After the Gronk, it was crazy. Yeah. Dillon, who did not hit the green, but then proceeded to drop to his knees and scream victory at the top of his lungs in front of all those people.
Did it land?
I was a little uncomfortable, so I was kind of hiding. But this is right before the picture. Here we go. We got this picture right here. Uh-huh.
That's a good looking group.
Yeah, figured to jump right in. You got Gronk, Griffey Jr., Deron Williams, Fred McGriff, the crime dog. Chandler Parsons. This is yesterday. Me, Paige Speranik, Strahan, and Jeter. That was the foursome. Strahan and I, and Jeter and Paige. She hits the shit. I mean, obviously, right?
Yeah, she's a good golfer.
My God, can she hit the shit out of the ball? She was super cool. Strahan's great. And here's me dropping it's just a monster clutch putt around some. I mean, come on. There's some big.
And like you said, cameras were rolling.
Cameras are rolling. Derek's wired for the Players Tribune.
Hey,
I see the camera guy right there.
Kev, I'd like to make a comment on the other putt. By the way, also, and
well, I did drop two in 2 days.
Yeah. I know. I don't know if we're going to show the second one, but
you
didn't hit your caddy with a pound.
He gave you the. I didn't love.
He gave you the line.
I didn't love my caddy.
He gave you the line. You didn't love your caddy, so you don't pound him after your.
Why is that?
Because Strahan gave me the read, so I mean, I like my caddy yesterday better, but the day one caddy left a little bit to be desired. Whoa. Nice guy.
Okay.
Ooh, nice guy, but I'd say like...
You tipped him, though.
He was one of course. Yeah. But he's one of those guys where it's like, hey, man, it's like 170, wind blowing out. What do you think? He's like, grab the wedge. I'm like, no, bro, grab the wedge.
Giving you bad tips.
No, yeah. Bad club.
So this is where you do a Trump thing. Like, so you tipped him?
Yes. Of course. You always tip. Gotta tip the caddies.
good.
So do you have the bug again, the golf bug?
I did, and it's funny. On the first day, our group that we went out with, it was Jerry and I went out with these guys who did not show up because of the party. So the first day, Ooh. Jerry and I essentially played alone.
That's fantastic! Yeah. What a great band.
But I was a little.
Wow, you like getting into it.
Well, it's day one. You're kind of excited to get out there and compete a little bit,
Jerry, an oil executive from Houston.
Well, but I did not let these guys forget about it. I let them. Yeah. Made sure they heard about it for the rest of
Got
the weekend. And then I felt bad because then the guy gave me a driver. And give me a free driver. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you don't have to do this. Whoosh, then I snatch.
Hey,
Doc. Thank you, Doc.
I always think that these are great opportunities to meet really, really rich people, right? Like, you go to these tournaments, and I'm thinking we're going to be on a ranch in Texas shooting armadillos.
Right.
Like, were there that type of guys there?
But no, it was. No, they're pretty. It's pretty tight. Group.
Yeah, but there were rich people.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's rich. I mean, it's corporate. It's a big event.
Yeah.
Casey Close, and I guess he left CAA and started Excel Sports.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see the difference. No offense. No disrespect to CAA, but you can see the difference in Casey Close's company. Like, the event itself was on another planet.
Right? Wow.
It's in the Bahamas. Everything was just taken care of. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It's the best golf event I've ever been to.
What airline did you fly?
American.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Laydowns or
they didn't have the laydowns.
They didn't
have the laydowns. No.
Shit.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Yeah,
it's good to have you back.
Were you able to watch any of the games?
I was watching games where I could watch the games, but also, you know, it's funny. We're all sitting around on the on Friday night, and we're in there, and you know, the Knick game is Oakley, and the Knick game is on in the room, and I was like,
Oak was there.
Oh, Oak was there. Oak was there. And I'm saying, like, how bad would this room riot if I threw on the Panthers? If I threw on the Leafs. Games. The Panthers and the Leafs game.
I don't know.
I don't think that's going to go over very well.
Charles Barkley seems to like hockey more than basketball now.
It seems that way.
I did have to get up and change the HDMI cable, Scott.
I noticed that. I saw that.
You saw Chandler Parsons?
I feel like you take pride in that now.
Well, I know how to do it. Right. And it's like, and by the way, this
like,
is
you
a game.
Jump up out of your seat when there's when it's like
an
input,
AV opportunity.
Input error. Connelly's right out of the chair.
Listen, it's the pressure move. Was yeah. on. It's like late in the game with the Knicks. People needed to see this game.
Yeah.
So I was working. So we ultimately ran a hard wire.
Hell
we
yeah.
Got it going.
Overcast. Yeah. You didn't come back very
overcast. Right. We said,
yeah, you look good.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I do look good.
I thought you were going to come back a little red.
No.
We said red.
It was overcast. By the way, the first.
Sorry, Sean.
We got lucky because the first day was really hot.
Yeah.
And the overcast was it was nice. So, we had a great it was a great trip. I'll be back next year.
What do we got here?
Stars Muckers.
Okay, so
game six.
Scotty's team.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, I just realized there's a kid on Dallas. All right, and 3 years ago. Before the pandemic, I asked Chris Draper, who's one of the most exciting young junior hockey players in Canada? And he told me it was this kid. Now, I don't remember what the kid's name is.
I was going to say, who's it, what?
Who is the kid? He played for the London Knights or maybe the Windsor Spitfires.
Is that the LA Kings team, the London Knights?
LA Kings?
Yeah, who's the Kings affiliate?
Oh, no, that's AHL.
Oh, that's AHL. We're talking Wyatt Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Wyatt Johnson.
He had 28 goals this year.
Yeah, he's a stud.
I am very interested in the Dallas Stars right now.
Scotty's team.
It is my team.
I like Wyatt Johnson. This is going seven.
It already is seven.
I know. Tomorrow. Yeah.
And a dumb question, will that be in Dallas?
Yes, it will be.
It will be in Dallas, but, you know, I don't think
great
it matters.
Great play by Domi there.
Great play by Domi with the little step up and then just get the puck to the net. And this Marchment kid, he's a hell of a player. I believe, I don't know if his dad was Brian Marchment or his uncle. I don't know. But
listen, we're going to get into this, but when you really think about it, it's the Muckers that are left in this tournament.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so obvious. It's so clear right now.
Right.
Okay. And like, I don't want to blow my own horn. I don't.
No.
I just want to tell you that if you want to win in the NHL right now, today, if you play a certain style, you are going to be more effective than just skill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And a team that has a few weapons and then the rest of the capabilities are somewhat limited, why don't you just get all of them to play the exact same way and you will be rewarded?
Yep.
Like Jordan Eberle, this kid.
He was sad when he left the Islanders.
Yeah. And
look at him, he's thriving.
This whole team is a bunch of sort of rejects, you can say.
You know what it is?
And Vegas, the DNA of Vegas is still a bunch of those rejects.
We've been trying to figure out the word because clearly rejects is the wrong
word. It's the wrong word,
it's the
of
wrong
course.
Word. We're not wordsmiths, so we can't come up with a better word, but that's not the word. It's and I don't like misfits.
Yep.
But it's sort of guys that were
the forgotten ones,
or guys that people deemed expendable.
Yeah,
yeah,
the expendables.
Yeah,
and I think look who's expendable now.
It's also a testament to how different playoff hockey is than regular season hockey.
Great point.
It's two completely different animals, which is why, you know, Toronto fans right now, if you want to talk about what you want to do, like, what do you want to do? Do you want to just have another great regular season with Mitch and Austin will come back with a great year next year? He'll probably get 55 again. And then get your hearts ripped out?
Right.
Or do you want to just tear this thing down and blow it open?
Did you hear that Matthews said he wants to come back to Toronto? I think he might be pulling a John Tavares on the island.
I'm not concerned about that. What I'm concerned about is how do you build a team and who are the guys building it? Like Jim Neal in Dallas, listen, he's been grinding at it. Mm-hmm. He was Kenny Holland's assistant GM in Detroit. Jim Neal is a premier hockey mind. All right. It took him a little bit longer to get this sort of this vibe where you can see Dallas has a real shot. I mean, if they win game seven, they're in this.
They sure are.
You know? So you chip, you chase. You chip, you chase. You wear the other team's defenseman down because it is a seven-game series. You play tight defensively, and you take chances only when chances are given to you that are so obvious that, you know, you're hurting the game by not taking them.
Yeah. Chip and Chase.
Chip and Chase.
I love Chip and Chase.
That's it.
We should do a Chip and Chase merch.
Yeah, we should.
We should.
But, you know, Seattle, listen, and we got to figure out how to get on the Bruckheimer plane because I know it's going, it's confirmed, it's going on a game by game basis. It leaves from LA and it goes to Seattle. So,
has to.
What are the predictions here with the Kraken and Dallas game seven? Is that tonight?
Sean doesn't do predictions.
I'm going to say safe. Seattle wins.
I'm going to say that the Stars win. I think the Stars got it at home. I think Pavelski's playing strong. I love Max Domi's game right now. And then you got Sagan and Ben. You never know what those two can do. But Dallas is a rockin' barn, as you know, Sean.
Yeah, I just think that Seattle is like they're in the something right now.
Pavelski's
you know?
Name not on the cup yet, yeah?
I don't believe so. What a guy that
he's due. He must be hungry for it.
Eight goals this series from Joe Pavelski.
That's what I'm saying. He's got that eye of the tiger. He knows this is probably as good of a look as he's going to get. Mm-hmm. Let's make it happen right now. A lot of the good teams are not. Other teams are knocked out. Yeah. It's wide open. Yeah. It's anybody's cup.
Yep.
We can talk about Edmonton for a little bit. Are they coming up?
They're coming up.
Oh, they are. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'll tell you.
Is this game tonight?
What game?
Game seven?
No.
I don't even know what day it is.
They really stretch it.
I thought it was Tuesday. I could be wrong. I think it is tonight.
What day is it?
It is tonight.
Today's Monday.
Yeah, yes, Seattle, Dallas, tonight. 5 p.m.
Yep. Tonight.
West Coast.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So that's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, this series has really started to, I mean, it's grown on me. You know, the first couple of games, you were like, Jesus, what's going on? Now it's a war. Now you see the identity of both these teams right now. And you're starting to see like the guts, the insides of people right now. Who's got it and who doesn't?
It's also there's not a ton of big stars, so people really didn't tune in. Obviously, the Stars have Sagan and Ben and a couple other guys, but the other series have McDavid and Matthews. Well, and tune into that. This one just kind of goes to the wayside.
Matty Beniers, I haven't watched this kid all season long. I didn't really understand how good he is.
He's in the running for Rookie of the Year.
The last two games, I see this kid, what a release.
Once again, we're all so spoiled because, you know, living out here, we don't realize. Even when I was out in the Bahamas, it's like, you know, Edmonton late, game, Connor McDavid game starts at 10 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you got your primetime player, your premier player in the league playing at 10 o'clock at night. That ain't a great way to build a fan base.
And we pivot over to Oilers Vegas here in games.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Six. Like, hey, listen, it was great. Leon and Connor, you had a great run. Yep. Great playoffs. But you guys can't get out of the second round. You've got probably, I don't know, 60% of your money tied up in four or five guys. That is not the right way to build a team. Yep. Thank God they got Eklund at the deadline. Otherwise, they would have been dead.
And also, let's face it, they won one more game than the Leafs did.
Yeah.
Good point.
When it's all said and
great
done,
point.
They got one more win than the Leafs.
And this is also the first time that Vegas gets on the board first. The Oilers had scored the first goal in the last games. So a little bit change of pace here.
And
let me ask you this, Sean. There's a question as a Canadian, an honorary Canadian. Scotty and I like to consider ourselves honorary Canadians. But as a real Canadian, how is it that is Edmonton now under the same scrutiny? Why is Toronto so hot? Why are they under such on the pressure cooker? And, you know, should Edmonton be under the same pressure?
They hadn't won a series since, what was it, 2004?
Yeah, so Edmonton won a series last year. Yeah. But it's a smaller market.
Saying, though, right?
It's a smaller market. Here's the thing, okay? Like, I don't really care, Leon. It's like, okay, great. You had a great playoffs, but you couldn't beat Vegas? Like, you guys...
Well, he could.
Like,
you
where
know,
were you?
It's effort, bro. It's not like basketball.
No, I know, but when you make $12 million... Like, that responsibility falls on you on such a higher percentage. You have to carry the team on your shoulders.
Don't forget that Vegas was built similar to the Muckers.
I understand that. They are.
Exactly
the same. It's been a few years that they've evolved and they went out and got Eichel, so it's not exactly four lines of Mucky.
Yeah, and like, you know, Shea Theodore is quietly one of the best defensemen in the league, just on a consistent basis. I mean, Pietrangelo. You want to pull on my heartstrings? There's not a guy I love more in the league than Pietrangelo at this point after that egregious slash.
Thank you.
Okay, on Draisaitl.
Yeah.
That's the type of guys that I want to see right now. Those are the entertainers that I am drawn to.
Did Scotty tell you about our Hill connection?
Oh, I heard. Yes. Yeah. Well, Scotty kind of
like, this
took,
guy sound, this sounds,
he's your guy.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
He's
sounds
your guy.
Familiar, this guy.
He's not your guy, Scotty.
Can you please back me up here, Kev? He is as much my guy as he is your guy.
Well, my guy is Freddie Anderson.
Right.
But we did, in fact, have some couple off-season cocktails with this guy.
Right.
We had no idea. Scotty's like, this guy sounds familiar. Uh-huh. It's like, you know who that is?
This Hill kid's on a cup run.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on a cup run.
Yep.
Why don't you check in with him?
I'm not going to do that. I'll check in with Freddie, though. Give Freddie a pep talk before game one.
Well, do you think Freddie's going to get the start?
Of course.
Of course he is. Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. You know, Connor, listen. Hey.
He's mad.
Everybody wanted to talk about... it's like, what a great regular season. This guy is so dominating. He's the most dominating man in hockey.
He is.
Great. Whoop-de-doo. What did that do for you? Because you are now on the golf course. You are now regrouping for next year.
Are
watching.
Are you blaming McDavid for this loss?
I'm just like, I know, I'm blaming all the people that stargaze.
Yeah.
That stargaze during the regular season, and they're so mesmerized by this magician changing the game.
Yeah.
You know what?
The number two pick, Jack Eichel.
Well,
yeah.
Still going.
Still going.
Still going, baby.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a chip on his shoulder with what happened in Buffalo.
Yeah. And Marcia Show is an absolute stud, too.
Kid gets hot again, and he just goes, boom, let's go. Yep. When you got that scent. He's scented.
Do you think looks like me with the putter out there?
It does. Nice finish.
Do you think anything has to do with the goalie that Edmonton has in net? Or
well,
you
yeah, when you don't have
picture?
Money to pay for a goalie, right. You don't get a good goalie.
Uh-huh.
You know,
Broken stick.
But I just like Eichel's game. You know, like he'll now go to the dirty areas and he gets his hands up and he protects the puck and like look at him front net. You know, he's good. I like him.
We know you like Eichel. Dare I say he might be more of a playoff style guy than McDavid. You McDavid know, is a highlight guy. Eichel's going to the gritty areas.
You know, dare I say. That when I go to Jiu-Jitsu Con at the end of August, I was going to stay at Trump International and support, but China. I might just say they still own and operate the Florida.
Where is Jiu-Jitsu Con?
It's in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So sorry.
You're going to try to recruit hockey players out there?
No. I'm going to stay at Jack's.
Oh.
Are you inviting yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
I said, dare I say, yeah, I think now we're close enough. Yeah.
You're close enough.
Well, we follow each other on Instagram.
So
he listens.
Stay in his house? I mean, I follow guys on Instagram. Right. I'm not staying at
I can
house.
Feel
you gonna go to Nate Diaz's house?
Nate Diaz didn't invite me to sleep over.
I'm
in Vegas.
Sure if you said, Nate, listen, I'm coming into Stockton for a few nights. He'd go, Kev, I got you. I got you, bro.
Hey, man, you got an extra room I can crash in.
Yeah, you're
I'm
good.
Quiet. I clean up after myself.
You're good. Anyways, I didn't want to take us off. But yeah, Jack's my guy.
Let's see how, before you go with the invite, maybe we can get us a quick
chip.
We got
to make it to the cup final.
We can
Darryl
just chip
Nurse.
In for a hotel room.
How do you like Darnell Nurse?
There you go.
$10 million a year, I believe.
Donovan
crazy.
McNabb's nephew.
Yep.
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
Oh yeah, it's Donovan McNabb's nephew.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Crazy.
A lot of people think that's why the Oilers got him.
Oh, that's ridiculous. He was. He was. A,
what hey, did, don't what kill, would that don't, have to why, do yeah, with well, anything?
Don't kill the messenger.
What? Because his,
I don't even
because,
know.
Because his uncle. Because his father.
Athletic
his
lineage.
Mother. His mother is oh, brothers
athletic
with
lineage. athletic lineage.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Jesus,
Avery's
dude.
Choking
He's
at that.
Fucking Wuhan.
Avery
I got
choked
the Wuhan.
On that one.
Yeah.
By the way, that's the other thing. I forgot.
Virus.
I was on the plane.
Kev, give it to me.
Because it comes from China. The China virus. Are you guys sick?
Yeah, we have the China virus.
Yeah. I mean, if you had tuned in.
Do you guys have the Kung Flu? Because I'll fucking walk right out.
Yes.
If you had listened to episode 27, Sean told me, he goes, oh, by the way, I have the Wuhan virus. I'm sick. And I go, great, I'm sick.
Did you get tested?
I'm sitting in a small box, and now I am sick.
Guys,
if I get fucking sick, I'm going to be pissed off.
Well, you're going to get sick because your immune system's run down from 72 holes. That's why you're going to get sick.
That's fair.
Not from the China virus.
Stay away from me, bro.
What else have we got here? Oh, Draisaitl in the handshake line.
Ooh.
Well, it's coming up. It's coming up.
All right,
incident
well, let's
in
get
the handshake
to it.
Line? Who's
did
he
you
mad
see
at?
It?
No, I did not.
Oh, what a loser move.
See, I didn't think it was that bad.
I thought he was your guy.
Can I tell you something?
Draisaitl was your guy.
He was. He was. He wasn't. You know what? If you don't want to shake a man's hand, don't shake a man's hand. Okay? But don't shake a man's hand and give a cowardly sort of pullback of, all right, I'm done shaking your hand.
I didn't think it was that
Sean,
bad.
You
shake that man's hand, look him dead in the eyes. I had an infamous non-handshake.
Many of people have wanted to not shake your hand.
And I got a non-handshake.
Is that the only time?
Yes.
The only time.
That was the only one.
With all of the stuff that you've been involved in, the only time that somebody didn't shake your hand. That says a lot about the
Ilya Kovalchuk, he shook my hand and looked into my eyes and told me, I'm going to have you killed one day. Okay? So that's the difference, yes.
But at least he shook your hand.
He shook my hand and let me know. And I feel it inside still to today.
I think, here it is.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh.
There it is.
Awful. Awful. Shame on you.
Like, come on. It wasn't even that bad.
Why? And you go reversal. What does that even mean? Reversal.
Yeah. In closing,
you pull a man in tight. you grip the hand that shook the world. That's Sean, my grandfather used to say. And you looked that man. Yeah, he looked me in the eye.
I'm gonna have you killed.
He didn't say it.
Oh, right.
He told me with his eyes.
Death stare. He didn't have to say it.
It was a Russian death stare.
You will not be coming to the bathhouse with us.
No. Yeah. Exactly. And by the way, that's what he should have just banned me from the 10th Avenue Bass. I would have been.
That would have been devastating. That would have hurt.
That would have hurt. This is awful. Shame on you, Leon.
He's your guy.
He's your
not
guy.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, you're. All right, I'll take him.
Not anymore.
I do think, like, my generation and the NHL today, you're going to see more of this type of shit than during your day.
You guys sacked up
and you're like, hey, fuck you, I'm going to kill you. These guys will be like, eh, I'm not going to shake your hand.
I like your awareness.
Thank you.
Your generation is lacking a certain amount of respect.
I'm an outlier of my generation. Correct. I wouldn't do that, but, like, for the majority, yes.
Ah.
By the way, again, and I've always said this, it's the one thing that I think separates the NHL.
Yeah.
And the fact that Sean only had that one time with the guy of, you know, Brodeur. Think about how hard and how, especially at this moment, how you're feeling about certain guys. Mm-hmm. But it's no matter what, get it together and just do
shake
it.
Shake the hand.
And then you can go fight him in the parking lot after.
Shake
right
the hand
now,
that shook the
time
world.
Time to shake hands with everybody.
Gentleman's
in this
game.
Yep. Shake the hand that shook the world.
Gentleman's sweep. Gentleman's game.
Episode 29.